We're on the bottom of Kufchav Heyom Abeis. Chomim Omrim Ben Kach Uven Kach poking him both. Chomim hold that either way, you're allowed, what you call. The Mishnah says that, Rabbi Lezer Omer Bisman Shu Kosher V'Toli poking both. You have a shutter, a window shutter. You plug up the window with, it has to be tied and hanging, not resting on the ground. And the Chachamim hold that whether it's tied, whether Bein Kach Uvein, either way, it's okay. So now it's shut either way. My Bein Kach Uvein, Kach Omer Rabba Abba Omer Rab Kahana, Bein Kosher, Bein Sheino Kosher, the Husha Mesukim. It doesn't make a difference if it's tied or not, even if it's not tied at all. Surely, therefore, it doesn't have to be hanging. Right, it's still okay. As long as it's Mesukin, Rashi says that you set it aside from Friday to serve as a shutter. Rashi, Ben Kosher, Kolomar, Afilu Kshira Lo Tzorech. You don't need either of the Tanoim. It doesn't have to be tied or hanging. As long as you set it aside from before Shabbos to be used as a shutter. Omer the Birmiya, Vale Mamar, Ben Tolly, Ben Sheno Tolly, Vahuk Shekosher. Maybe Bein Kach is only one of the conditions you don't need. It has to be tied, but it doesn't have to be hanging. It could be even on the ground, because when it's hanging, it looks more like it's set aside for a shutter rather than just something you're picking up and adding on to the binyan. D'omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Rabbi Yochanan, K'machlokas Kan, Kach Machlokas B'Nagar HaNikra. Because Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the same machlokas by the Pekak HaChalom, by the shodder, is the same exact halacha by Nagar HaNigra, by a door bolt that also has to be tied and either on the ground or suspended above the ground. Disnan Nagar HaNigra, Noalim Bo B'Mikveh, Shalom Medina. You have a bolt that you bolt the door with. So there you're adding on to the ground. It's like binyan. And you're allowed to, this is how Rashi learns, you're allowed to use it to close a door in the Mikdash, of a lobe of Medina, but not outside the base of Mikdash. V'hamunach, and if it is stam, just sitting there on the ground, kan v'kan osir, then both of them are osir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hamunach b'mikdash, the one that's on the ground is mutter to use in the Mikdash. The Hanigra, and if it's tied on the Medina, then you're even allowed to use it outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'tanya, we have a Braisa, Zeu Nagar HaNigra, Shenoel Limbo B'Mikdash. What is the case of, what's the description of a Nagar HaNigra that you're allowed to close a door with in the Mikdash, Avalob Medina? Kosher, kosher, v'tolui, v'rosho magia la'oretz. Talking where it's tied onto the wall, and it's hanging, but one end touches the ground. Right, so it's hanging on a rope, but one end touches the ground. That's what's called Rabbi Yehuda Omer af zu af medina mutter. That's even mutter stam if it's tied on and hanging, right? Even if one end touches the ground. Ela ezu shebedina aser, which one is aser b'medina? Kol she'ena lo kosher v'lo tali. If it's not tied or it's not hanging. The shomto minichu b'keren zavis, where you leave it stam on the ground and you use it to bolt the door. There, it's aser in outside the Beis Hamikdash, but that is what's called the mutter in the Beis Hamikdash. V'omer Rabbi Yeshua Bar Abba Mishmei De'ula Man Tana Nagar HaNigra B'Lezer. Who's the one who holds that a Nagar HaNigra? It has to be tied and hanging. That's Rabbi Lezer. And the Memela, the Chachamim who argue on him, hold at least it has to be tied. Doesn't have to be hanging, but it has to be tied. Okay, let's see Rashi. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya, Amai Poshit Leimar Lekula. Why do you hold that the Rabbanan hold that you don't need tied or hanging? Maybe they also hold you it has to be tied, so it has a shame of a shudder on it, but doesn't have to be hanging. Maybe the Rabbanan only argue on the fact it doesn't have to hang. It could be on the ground, but tied to the wall. The Rebbe Lezer boy kosher vitali. Afilu kosher im rosho nigra la'oretz choshev le'Rebbe Lezer kishomto min akarka. Because Rebbe Lezer holds, even if it's tied onto the wall, but it's resting on the ground, right, it's considered what's it called binyan. ubonebo lechatchila. Rabbanan amrile bein toli bein nigra pokekim bo vad she kosher. And the Rabbanan hold, no, once you tied it on, so it shows that it's not, it's a kli, and it's, you're not adding on to the binyan, you're what's it called, this was something that, that's made for opening and closing the window. But you don't need it to be hanging. And Rebbe Lezer holds, no, since it's not hanging, it's sitting on the ground, even though it's tied to the wall, that's a, not enough to show that it's a, what's it called, something that you set aside from before Shabbos for opening and closing, and it looks like you're adding on to the binyan. Tomer Rabbi Bar Chana, bitliyahu de pligei velo bekshira. Right? Rabbi Bar Chana explained the machlokas that, what's it called, by Nagar HaNigrar, that it's, the machlokas is only whether it has to be hanging or not, but everybody holds it has to be tied. The medami la lepluksa the Nagar HaNigrar, v'hasam v'divrei akol kosher v'yan. There, everybody holds it has to be tied on. Nagar, yoseit shetokin b'chur shebemifton, v'nolim bos adeles. It's a peg that you put into what's it called? The place where you walk over the door, the threshold, right? To lock the door. So you're mamish adding on to the ground. Hanigra can refer to kosher bedelis el shirosh nigra la'aretz. It's tied onto the door, but it's what's it called? One side of it is resting on the ground. Noalim bo b'mikdash, tekima de kosher bo, miyuchad va'omedhu. Since it's tied on, it's obvious that you designated it to be a door lock. L'kvar nivne binyan zem v'od yom. And therefore, it's, they're not adding on to the binyan. The binyan's already finished from before for Shabbos. Ve'en bo elekzeris shvus medivrehem, ve'en shvus mikdash. So it's not actual binyan, it's only binyan medrabanan. And in the mikdash, they didn't make these xeris. So it's mutter in the mikdash, but in outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's also because of Nisud Rabbanan, because it looks like binyan. The Hamunach she'eno kosher klal, but if it's stam sitting on the ground, it's not tied at all. Ela shehu shomto min hachor meinichu al gabi karka. When you take it off the out of the hole in the threshold, you put it on the ground. Hilka kishetoko b'Shabbos bonehu. Therefore, when you put it back on Shabbos, you're building, you're adding on to the karka, the Isura Doraisa, and Sinisura Doraisa, at the Mikdash, even in the Mikdash. Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos says it's never binyan, because you're never going to leave it there, right? So it's only a binyan aroi, the most it could possibly be, right? It's bechlal, not binyan. Tosfos says the whole sugi is only legabe muktza, and some isurim of shvus, they were gozer in the Mikdash too. But Rashi learns that it's possible to be in Issa Doraisa, that's when it's Asur in the Mikdash, and when it's not in Issa Doraisa, it's Mutter in the Mikdash, but Asur outside the Beis HaMikdash. Hamunach Mutter b'Mikdash, tekivin imesukin, me'es molohochi labbonehu. And the Rabbanan argue, Rabbi Lezer, and they say, even if it's just sitting there, but you prepared it from Erev a Shabbos, is good enough. Shekosher v'toli, rosho ha'elyon, avarosho ha'tachto magia la'aretz. The top part, it's tied on, and that's still hanging in the air, and the bottom part is touching the ground. Mantana nagra nigra osur deboi tarti. Who holds you need both tied and suspended? Rebbe Lezer he. Deomer gabi kachalon tarti bin, just like by the case of the shutter. You need it tied onto the wall and suspended. Michlal de Rebbe Yehuda karabonin. Must be the Rebbe Yehuda is the rabbonin of kachalon. Amar rabbonin kshirabo. So you see that the Rabbanan at least needed to be tied. Nobody holds by Nagar HaNigrar that anything less than being tied is mutter. The Shaila is only, does it have to also be suspended or not? So Mistama, the same machlokas by Nagar HaNigrar, which between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehuda, is the same machlokas in by the Shadr, right, by the Pekak HaChalon between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. So Mara says no. Omerle, ano da amri ki haitana. No, when I said, so what's it called? Who said this? Rav Abba said in the name of Kahana. When I said that by pkaka chalon, you don't need, according to the Rabbanan, either tied or suspended. Neither condition is necessary. I said it like this, Bryson. The Tanya, kana sheskinu balabayis lios poseach v'noel bo. If you have a stick, a pole that you set aside to use to open and close the door, when it's tied and suspended from the door, so again, it doesn't look like you're adding on to the building, you're allowed to open and close with it. Ain kosher v'tolui, ain poseach v'noil. If it's not tied or suspended, if either condition is missing, then you can't use it. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer mesukin afa pishenu kosher. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no, as long as you prepared it before Shabbos for this purpose, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be tied, surely not suspended. So Memela, there is a sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Rabbanan by Pekaka Chalon. Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shilas, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't need kosher or tolui, not by, what's it called, not by the Pekaka Chalon, and not by the kone that you use to open and close the door. And that's what he says. That's the halacha, Rashi. Ki hai tana, da filu kshira lo boy. This tana holds you don't even need to be tied on. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Mesukin Bahazmona Bialma, even if you just set it aside for the purpose of opening and closing the door, the same thing here of shuttering the window, Afa Pishenu Kosher, even if you didn't tie it at all, surely it doesn't have to be suspended. Shiskinu Shizmino, that you set it aside, you designated it for that before Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda Garcina, Velo Garcina, Vi Omer Rav Yehuda. But Omer of Yehuda, it's a new thing that the halacha is, what's it called, like Rav Shimon Gamliel.